Good morning. I'm Mitch Wertlieb, and this is VPR News. Senator Bernie Sanders says he plans to further highlight his plans for a taxpayer-funded universal health care system following his heart attack in Las Vegas. During his surgery, doctors inserted two stents to repair a blocked artery. In a campaign video, Sanders said that while waiting for the surgery, the need for all Americans to have access to health care became very clear to him.
One of the things that just went through my brain is what would have happened if I did not have the good health insurance that I have. And it made me feel even more strongly the need for us to continue our efforts to end this dysfunctional and cruel healthcare system.
Sanders plans to participate in next week's Democratic presidential debate in Ohio. The new president of Vermont's AFL-CIO hopes to move the organization's resources away from lobbying and towards increasing union membership around the state. David Van Dusen was elected to lead the union coalition last month. He says there is one large industry in Vermont that he sees as a ripe target for unionization.
I think that we need to take a hard look at the ski industry. That is almost exclusively non-union, and that's a huge part of our economy. So that's one place I think we should look.
Van Dusen says he hopes to see expanded union membership at construction sites and among town employees as well. About three dozen Goddard College alumni recently returned to the school and completed a $16,000 fundraising challenge. The money comes at a time when the college is under probationary accreditation, due in part to a lack of resources. Justin Kagan returned to Goddard last week from Orlando, Florida. He earned a master's degree in consciousness studies at Goddard in 2016. He says the alumni who came to campus are determined to see the school succeed.
To see a place that we connect so deeply with, sort of facing some kind of struggle in any way, we all rally behind it and are doing our best to ensure it's ongoing.
Three Vermont colleges facing similar financial challenges closed earlier this year. Vermont health officials are advising residents to safely dispose of specific paint and coating removers that are, quote, too dangerous to use. These products contain methylene chloride, which is known for increasing the chance of cancer and damaging vital organs. In late November, a federal rule will prohibit the manufacture and distribution of that chemical in all paint removers. Health officials say to contact your local waste district for safe disposal instructions. Eye in the sky for today, mostly sunny with some high clouds south and east today. Highs in the upper 50s to mid-60s north to south.